A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. I'm your host, Amy Ravel. It is so lovely to be with you today. I've had unbelievable feedback from last week's podcast episode of The Harsh Home Truths. So if you haven't listened to last week's episode, I want to encourage you, go back in your podcast feed and have a listen. There's some home truths that I deliver that kind of just share some truths around clutter and its impact on you. And so I really do encourage you to go back and listen to see what Auntie Amy has to say. And a bit of a different episode today. You know when sometimes you say a word so many times that it stops looking like an actual word? Well, I have looked at the word enough today so many times that I keep looking at it and thinking it looks like some Irish word or some Gaelic word, and I don't even know if I'm spelling it right anymore, and I don't even know if it looks right and if I'm pronouncing it right and if the word is even a word in the English language. But apparently it is. I've just been looking at it way too long. Today's episode is all around the word enough. And the reason I chose to do this as an episode topic is because I feel like every conversation I have with a client, so I do all of the intake client calls for the Art of Decluttering, and I feel like every single conversation I have, somebody is saying the word enough. And they're using it in so many different scenarios and situations to express different things. And I thought, isn't it interesting that one of the words that we use so much around clutter and its impact on us is enough, that I thought I'm going to do a whole episode on the word enough. See, now, and now I didn't even know how to say the word. It's enough, not enough. You're going to have to just put up with me struggling with this English word today. So enough has a few different meanings. One of them is about things being sufficient. So I have enough. So it's not a particular end point or a particular number of things. It's not a percentage. I have 100%. It's I have enough. Like it's sufficient. It's satisfactory. Another way that we use the word enough is that something's adequate. That's enough. Enough said. Like I've reached. That's adequate. That's enough. I don't want to add anything else to it. I'm choosing to close this thing down now. We've reached an adequate place in a conversation, in an argument, in a description. Enough said. And then there's like the tolerable degree of enough. Like, yeah, that was good enough, which kind of means it's scraping through. We're not going to redo it. It's good enough. It's enough to scrape by. And then there's like funny sayings like leave well enough alone. I'm not 100% sure what leave well enough alone is. My guess is it's kind of along the same lines as close enough is good enough. It's like leave well enough alone because sometimes it's good enough and you're going to fiddle with it and you're going to make it worse. This is one of the reasons that I just can't do things like painting and drawing because I don't know when to stop. Like I don't know what well enough is, and then I just go over the top and then I ruin it. So I think that's probably like this well enough, close enough, good enough. And then there's the phrase, and this is one of the ones I hear a lot, is enough is enough. And that's often what someone will say before they reach out to a professional organizer, before they join a decluttering course, before they kind of go, okay, I'm drawing a line in the sand. And enough is kind of like, I can't take any more of this. Like, this is intolerable. Enough, draw a line. I'm making a change, doing something about it. And so I thought it would be helpful today for you just to be thinking about what enough looks like in relation to your clutter. So I'm going to come at it from a few different angles and pick whatever works best for you and where you feel like you can kind of go, that's a principle I can take away. Remember, with a podcast, it's like reading a book. You're not meant to take away and remember everything. If you can get like 1% out of a podcast episode that you walk away with and go, actually, that's going to change the way I see my stuff. Well, that's going to change the way that I shop or that I purchase or that I look at online catalogs. It's just going to change the way I do something. Then that's enough. That's sufficient. That's enough for you to get out of a podcast that you're like, that was a good investment of your time. So one of the things I wanted to start with, and you know, you guys know me, you know that it's not all about the stuff and it's not all about the clutter. And I wanted to start by saying you are enough, that whether or not you do choose to declutter, whether you do choose to have a home that's beautiful and relaxing and clean and tidy, that doesn't change the enoughness of you. Oh, look, I'm just even creating enough words now. You're enough is enough regardless of the quality of your home. Now, you don't need to declutter to be acceptable. I would suggest that it probably will bring new freedom to your life, that it will help you enjoy your home. It will help you be more intentional in the way that you live. So, I'm not saying don't do it, but I'm saying that even if you don't, you as a person, as a human, as an individual, as someone with value are enough. And in the same breath, you don't need more stuff to make you more desirable or popular or acceptable. You are enough. And so in the same way that getting rid of stuff doesn't make you a better, more valuable person, bringing in stuff to your home that is expensive or opulent or just more or to keep up with the next door neighbors, keep up with Instagram, let's be honest, you are enough without all of that. So then let's talk about, so you are enough. Let's talk about like, have you done enough? And one of the things that I have really changed in the way that I think about what doing enough looks like, you know, as an ADHDer and an A type and a doer and all of the words that describe my personality type, I find it very hard to know when enough is enough. I find it very, very hard to know when finished is finished and when to leave well enough alone. Like, I find all that really hard. The little 1%ers on things make a difference. Like, if I present a document and the font size is different on one slide to another, that's really going to bother me. But actually, I've probably done enough. So I often say to clients, you do what you can with what you have. So you might have, you know, and a lot of the talk around spoons being like measures of energy. So how many spoons do you have? And if you've only got 10 spoons in a day and it's going to take two of them to prepare dinner, you've got to expend three of them taking the kids to swimming. You've got a meeting and that's a spoon, and you want to have a conversation with your partner when they get home from work and that's a spoon. Maybe you've got a job you're going to, that's a spoon. Maybe you've got a committee you're serving on. And so really, if you've only got enough spoons, you might have one spoon a week left over. So you do what you can with what you have. And that means you're doing enough, right? So every step forward, every item that you get rid of, everything that you organize, every item that you rehome in your house that you go, that doesn't belong there, I'm actually going to put that away. I'm going to return that to the shop. I'm going to put that back where it belongs. I'm going to empty out the recycling bin and make sure I go around the house and find any empty boxes. All of that is, you're doing enough. Anything you do, every step forward is a step forward. I know that's pretty redundant to say every step forward is a step forward, but it's really true when it's like, have I done enough? Everything you do adds towards enough. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about is what is enough. So we've said you are enough, you've done enough, and what is enough? And I find this a really great question, that sometimes you have to start the decluttering process before you can actually answer what is enough. Because I think naturally we think, well, everything I have goes towards and is a piece of creating the enoughness in my life. But actually, what do you need to be happy? how many is enough? Like, how many pairs of shoes can you live with? How many is enough in terms of crockery or jackets or paddle boards or headphones? Like, what is enough? How many is enough? What's going to make you happy? And is there a tipping point between enough and overwhelm? And if you can find that tipping point where you're like, well, I need 10 teaspoons and that's enough, but 15 pushes me into, oh my gosh, the drawer just looks overwhelmed and cluttered all the time. Sometimes you don't know that until you actually start physically going through and doing the work and you discover you're enough. And so I just want you to be conscious if you are going through the decluttering process, be aware of what is enough. Be aware of the point where you're like, oh, I do have enough socks. So I don't need to buy more socks unless there's something wrong with a pair of socks. And therefore, I've got to the point where that equilibrium is one in, one out. And so what's enough to make you happy? What's enough to keep you not, you know, stressed where, oh my gosh, I'm running out of undies every third day. I need enough. I need enough pairs of undies. And when you find that, keep your equilibrium of enough. One word, so many different ways of using it. Another thing that clients will often say to me is, I've had enough. And sometimes it's about their clutter. Sometimes it's about their own lack of habits and discipline in the home of putting things away. Sometimes they're saying it about a family member or a child or, you know, whatever the circumstance may be. And this I've had enough is often where that the frustration with your clutter has risen to a point where it's no longer tolerable. Like, you're like, this is not working. It's time to change. The impact is too high. I've had enough. And I really love it when we get to the I've had enough part in any, you know, realm of our life. I've had enough with being in debt. I've had enough with not being able to make good, healthy choices. I've had enough with being in relationships that are not working. I've had enough being disrespectfully spoken to. I've had enough of, you know, whatever it is of the clutter. Because when you've had enough and you're getting to that, oh, I've had enough point, you are usually moved to action. And I think that's really powerful because I think when you get to that, I've had enough, you're going to take positive steps in the right direction. And enough has been the trigger point for you. It's been the tipping point of like, it's building, it's building, it's building. And when it hits, I've had enough, you're motivated enough to, like, this should be a drinking game in this episode, or maybe more in my style, like a chocolate eating game. Every time I say the word enough, you have to like take a bite of chocolate or something because it's a lot. So that I've had enough is about instigating change. And then there's also that saying, enough is enough. And sometimes that's around like, enough is enough, I can't take anymore, like, I've had enough. But sometimes I have people say to me, when is enough enough? When's enough enough? When can I stop decluttering? How do I know I'm doing enough? How do I know if a difference is going to be achieved by the work that I'm putting in? And so that's a really good question as well to kind of mull over and, you know, have a think about as you're decluttering. Have I done enough? Like, is it time for me to stop? Because I do definitely work with people who get to the point where they get fixated on, I just have to declutter more. Now, look, admittedly, not a lot of our clients are in that boat. Some of our clients who have OCD find it really hard to know when enough is enough and when they've got that freedom to say, all right, I'm going to stop now because I have achieved this equilibrium of like, I think this is enough. I feel happy. I've got enough. I'm satisfied with where I'm at. But sometimes it is hard to know when to stop. And sometimes, you know, I was doing a virtual session with a client this week and we were talking about sometimes you can be sidetracked and derailed by perfectionism and you actually just need to be okay with enough. And so we were talking about how what we aim for is like, I want all pretty containers and they all have perfect like little printed out labels on them and they all match and I've got to save up because it's going to cost me $200 in labels and containers and all the rest. But sometimes it's okay to say, actually, enough is that everything's categorized and organized and I can find it and it's visually pleasing. It may not be perfect. And yeah, it might be that I've just got a label printed out from a label maker or I've got a bit of masking tape and I've written on it with a Sharpie. But sometimes that's enough because sometimes aiming for perfection is literally the thing that's going to stop you even getting to enough because you're always striving for perfection. And so I think sometimes it's helpful to think about When in yourself do you get to the point where you go, I've done enough to make a difference? And so it might, you know, if you look at my house, for instance, by no means, anyone that's been to my house is it's not a display house. It's not perfect. It's not the cleanest house you've ever been to. It's not the most minimalist house. I mean, we don't have a lot of stuff, but we also don't have a lot of storage. So it's not like we can hide it all away, but it's enough. And we've reached this balance of, I'm okay with someone coming over and I don't have to tidy. It's enough. I'm okay that when we go to bed at night, the benches aren't cluttered and the house is chaotic. It's enough. I'm okay with the amount of clothes that we have that fits with the cycle of washing and what we wear and how we wear it and the wardrobe. Everything fits. It's easy to put away. It's enough. And we're really, really satisfied with enough. And I think the word enough can go from this frustration of, I've had enough. That's enough. And you're really like, oh, I can't take any more of this. Enough is enough. To the point where enough actually is a real word of satisfaction and sufficiency. Like, I have enough. And you're really satisfied. And I feel like that's probably where we've got to as a family, where we've got enough. We've got enough food to eat. We've got enough clothes to wear. We're not under huge financial stress. We've got enough. We're happy. And so I really want to encourage you is, how do you go from enough to enough? That's what I want to encourage you with today. And I hope that all of those little ways of thinking about it, like, I have enough, that's enough, enough said, that was good enough, leave well enough alone, enough is enough, you've done enough, you are enough, what is enough, I've had enough, when is enough enough? Oh, so many enoughs. So I hope that's helpful. I've really enjoyed myself mulling over this. I think it will be a disaster to try and get snippets to go on our social medias from this week, because the poor little AI things that scroll through and listen to the podcast are just going to be overwhelmed with this one word over and over and over again. But I think that as a listener, you're savvy enough to be able to kind of pull it apart, find out what is relevant to you, and go from there. Now, one thing I would like to ask is, I would love to have a couple of podcast reviews on our Google reviews page on Google. I've realized that lots and lots of people, I didn't realize this. I've known this for a long time. I just haven't done anything about it, let's be honest. My marketing company is always saying, hey, Amy, it'd be great for you to have some more Google reviews. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. We've got, you know, lots of clients and our website's great and people trust us and all the rest. But today, could you do me a huge favor? I'm going to put a link in the show notes and it's a link to our Google reviews. And it would mean the world to me if you could jump on and leave a short 5-star Google review just on why you enjoy the podcast. If you're someone who's had us into your home, it would be awesome if you make the review about our services. If you're someone that's done one of my courses, make the review about the courses. And if you're someone who is a podcast listener, make it about the podcast. But it would like tickle my little heart if we could maybe have, you know, even if it was just a dozen Google reviews this week come in. That would make me very, very happy and I would appreciate it. Yeah, I think that's all for this week. I think that's enough. And until next week, enjoy the freedom. I would like to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people who are the traditional custodians of the land this podcast is recorded on. I would also like to pay respects to their elders, both past and present, of the Kulin Nation, and extend that respect to other Indigenous Australians. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love you to rate and review the show on your podcast app. That will help others to find the Art of Decluttering podcast as well. If you'd like any more information, you can visit theartofdecluttering.com.au. And I would love to see you in my Facebook group. Just search the Art of Decluttering community on Facebook and join today. I hope that you have an incredible rest of your day and enjoy the freedom.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.